Welcome to
To
Talking
Talking Comics
Comics episode,
let me guess.
It's on your sheet this time.
81.
81. Very good. Did you read
Boom.
Your sheet?
No, I actually did.
You just guessed.
I really did guess.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Oh, I guessed right.
You did.
I'm so good.
I thought you were about to say something like 79.
Oh.
It is 81.
Wasn't that last week's episode?
It was. Very good. Very good.
I'm last so week. Smart.
Talking Comics Podcast.
Ah.
81 episodes.
Dang, that's a lot. We need to have a 100th episode special.
We will. We will definitely have a 100th episode
with a
special.
Cake.
We'll see.
I want
we tried the
cake.
Brownie thing. It didn't work. Eating on the podcast doesn't work.
Yeah, it does.
For you.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to talk, and I'm like, bum, 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 whatever. But I don't know. It didn't work for me. Didn't work for me. But anyway.
I just like eating.
Remember, Amped Comics.
Get 10% off.
Use code TCP10.
To get 10% off.
Allegra
Printing for all your printing needs.
That's right. Printing the Chronicles of Panel Pete.
Whoop, whoop. We're going to go see them in person.
Two pages we are. Two pages left. Amazing. It's coming together. I worked a lot last night for hours on updating the Kickstarter, just making some better graphics for it.
We still have a Patreon.
We have a Substack. I turned the Patreon off for now, but we're using Substack for that.
Wait, so our cards don't work anymore?
Those cards don't. This card does. They do, because it's just a QR code to our link tree. I could update the links in the link tree, but the link stays the same.
Oh, I thought the QR code went to our Patreon.
No, the QR code goes to the link tree.
Yeah. Where you
but
get links.
We get two pages left of Chronicles of Panel Pete. That's exciting. I'm trying to put it all together, get it all together. Going to have it printed within a few weeks, couple weeks, 3-4 weeks here. Yeah, it's kind of crazy that it's coming together like it is. It's becoming real. I've been going to talking with conventions. I've been talking with conventions, getting ready to, we are signed up for several. One in February, one in March, one in April, one in May, one in August at the moment. So we're trying to get June, July somewhere. We're going to try to do one a month at least. So all over the place. So we'll put together a convention schedule and get that sent out. What you got going on? Anything new this week?
No.
No?
Well, a few things.
What's new?
I'm sick, but we don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, you haven't felt good last day or so. So hopefully you feel better tomorrow because we're going to convention this weekend, gaming convention.
Yeah.
So hopefully you feel better.
I was sick the same day last year.
You, 2 years ago, but yeah.
Wait, that was 2 years ago?
It was 2 years ago. We went to this convention and
oh
we
my God.
Played 1 hour of D&D and came home. So.
Yeah.
Because you weren't feeling well, so.
Worth it.
Drove, you know, 8 hours to play one, and paid $70 for one game of D&D for 1 hour. But that's okay. Hopefully this weekend goes better. You're feeling better, so hopefully it goes better. So you want to go over our weekly polls this week?
Sure.
Want me to go first?
No.
You're going to go first?
I have a saying out of something in my head. You have to go first.
Wow. Wow. All right, so I got Doctor Strange, number 2. Very cool. Ooh, is that Malachi? I don't think I read the first one yet. I need to catch up. That looks like Malekith from Asgard.
Kiel.
One of the elves, the dark elves. Oh. Ooh, now I'm intrigued. Anyway.
Intrigued.
I got Spider-Man Torn, number 4.
Cool.
Circus Maximus, number 3. This one's been really good so far. I am caught up on this one. We got Artillery, number 2, by Jimmy Robinson. We had on the podcast an Invader comic. We were really hoping the other Invader comics came out this week, but it looks like it got pushed back 2 weeks. So 2 weeks before the other Invader comics, but we did interview David Flores, which was pretty cool. We did a really good episode on Do Not Disturb and the artwork, and he interviewed me a little bit about Panel Pete, so it was really cool. But go check that out. Then we got Masters of the Universe, The Swords of the Flaws, Part 3.
Kill.
Yeah. Battle Cat and He-Man. And then I couldn't pass up this cover because he actually had it. I saw it online yesterday, and I was like, ooh, I got to get it. So you know I'm a huge fan of the Deadly Tales of the Gunslinger. This is actually Tales of the Gun, or I'm sorry, this is just Gunslinger number 50, but it's a Scotty Young cover. Do you see that?
I did see
it's
that.
Pretty cool,
it's
isn't
cool.
It? So that's probably going to go up on the wall.
With the other Scotty.
Yeah. And then I did get
marks.
The number 12 of the Deadly Tales of the Gunslinger. So we do got that one. And then I got issue 1, 2, and 3 of The Roots of Madness. So there's number 3, number 2, and number 1. This is by Stephanie Williams. I've been talking with her the last couple days. She's going to be on the pod end of March. So
wait, so we're going to have a Stephanie Phillips and a
Stephanie
Williams?
Yep. Cool. So Stephanie Williams, she's also got a Wonder Woman coming out next week, a two-part series or two-issue run of the Wonder Woman. So I'm going to pick those up. She's got a bunch of different stuff out, Marvel, DC, all kinds. So, well, yeah, I've been talking to her. She's going to come on. I think we just finalized the date towards mid-March. So that'll be coming out at the end of March, early April. So yeah, that's what I got this week. Annika, my favorite one.
Yeah, what was your favorite one?
Looking forward
to
reading. Definitely out of that pile. Deadly Tales of the Gunslinger, and then I've got to catch up on that Doctor Strange, because if that's Malekith, that's going to be crazy. I got to read that.
Nice. Okay.
All right, what'd you get?
I got I got this. It's Supergirl number 9.
Yep.
This
she
cover.
Asked for two covers, and they had the both covers.
I really like this cover. I also like this other cover. This is my favorite cover.
That one's your favorite cover?
But it's so hard to decide which comic is my favorite.
Right, yeah.
That I got this week.
Yeah.
Such a hard decision.
It is.
Such a hard decision when you have options.
Are you going to pick one?
Oh, yeah. I picked one.
Okay, Supergirl.
Yeah.
What are you excited about coming out soon?
The Digger.
The Digger and Do Not Disturb. I'm looking forward to both of those in a couple weeks. The Absolute series stuff. And, of course, The Chronicles of Panel Pete.
The Chronicles of Panel Pete.
A small town tucked inside a quiet comic shop. Something magical is waking up. Billy never felt like he belonged. A new school, a couple of bullies, and no real friends. But everything changes when he finds a forgotten comic in the dollar box. From the pages of a comic comes a tiny shape-shifting hero, determined to help Billy find his confidence. He whispers encouragement, he sneaks through the halls, and he shows Billy the hero he can become. Because sometimes all it takes is one unexpected friend to help you rewrite your story. From the dollar bin to the real world, The Chronicles of Panel Pete, an all-ages fantasy one-shot adventure. A story about courage, friendship, and the magic waiting in every comic shop. Created and written by A.J. Reimann. Illustrated and co-written by Mike Algier. Are you ready for issue 1? So, what'd you read this week?
I read a lot.
What'd you read?
Pretty sure I finished Suicide Squad book. I may have said that last week, but
no, I don't think you finished it.
Okay, well, I finished that, and I read like half of my Harleen book that I got like a long
oh,
time
cool.
ago.
Very cool.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot this week.
We're gonna we might stop at a comic shop tomorrow on the way down. Just check it out, but yeah, we'll have to get you some more some more trades to read. I read My Journey into Mysteries this week, so all I got to read, but one a night, so 108 to 114. So the journey is happening. It's pretty cool stories, cool characters. It's starting to get to the point where they're leaving cliffhangers, which is cool because now it's they're moving into like the in the beginning it's like each story had to have a beginning, middle, and end. And now it's like they're actually leaving cliffhangers because they were becoming more readily available, at the time during the Silver Age there in the 60s. So we're moving on up 114, so we'll read 115 tonight. And we'll go from there. The favorite one I read out of that was probably, oh, it's tough. 10, I think it was 113. Thor finally tells Jane, or I'm sorry, Don Blake, Dr. Don Blake tells Jane that he's Thor and she don't believe him. And it ends up, panning out to where she still didn't believe it, and then he just left it alone. So that was kind of crazy, but it was a fun story too. Looking forward to 119 because first Volstagg, so that'll be kind of cool. Was the favorite one you read this week?
Probably that Harleen. Some of that Harleen.
Okay. How? What would you say about the Suicide Squad book?
It was all right.
1 to 5. Give it a rating.
3.
3? Okay.
That's generous. Generous.
3's being generous, so it's really like a 2.5.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all right.
I like a 2.6, still.
A what? A 2 of what?
2.6 out of 5.
Oh, a 2.6 out of 5. Okay, I got you.
It was all right.
It was all right. All right. Not your favorite thing you ever read. Did you watch anything, play anything this week?
No, I don't think so. I played Fortnite.
Fortnite stuff.
That's it.
You didn't watch anything? No, it's been kind of quiet. I didn't watch. I don't think I watched anything. No, I did. What did I watch? Oh, I watched a couple of the original Fantastic Four movies. Those were good.
I
So,
watched some of that with him. I remember
yeah,
that.
we watched the two of them. I'm on the original, I guess the 2015 one. I'm trying to watch. All this Doctor Doom movie coming out, Avengers movie coming. Been just watching some of the older stuff. It's been pretty neat. All right. And then I played some Baldur's Gate 3, and that was about it. So this week, we're trying, I didn't go crazy on blind bags. I did buy one for myself, so I had to buy one for Annika. Did you cut it yet, or?
No, I did not. I
You
think
think?
I can open
Okay,
it.
go ahead. They're going to be destroyed anyway. So I got her an ultimate blind bag to open.
They're gonna be destroyed anyway. I love how you... Hey,
There you
I
go.
opened it.
So, what'd you get?
About to see. If it's another Scotty cover, I'm actually gonna scream.
That would be cool. That's the 1 in 100.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's got the little paper on it.
3. Oh, I need to get it. 3, 2, 1. I'm gonna
It's
flip
not the
1 in 100.
one-in-100.
Oh, oh,
Oh, jeez.
it's like a sideways. No, it doesn't. It's a right. It's like a. Oh, it's a connecting cover. No, it's not. Wait, what?
I'm so
Oh, it
confused.
is. It is. It's a connecting cover.
Hold on. Ultimates, it's the Ultimates Endgame, right?
I think so. Yeah,
I'm gonna look up
it is.
number one.
It's cardstock. Ooh.
All right, so it's the which
What?
cover? All right, so it's the Sanford Green wraparound variant. Very cool.
Worth anything?
I don't know.
This cover art inside looks cute.
Ooh. Yeah, that's the A cover.
I like that. That's cooler than this.
Well, there you go. All right, so I got a Vampirella one.
Oh,
Obviously,
hold on.
go ahead.
I just wanna. Is that Thor? Yeah, there's Thor right next to a Captain America.
Oh, Thor's on that cover? Hold on, I can't see. Oh, okay, yeah. Heck yeah.
Our next cap.
Right next to Cap. Are you trying to insinuate something?
Yeah.
What are you trying to insinuate?
Episode, I forgot.
Six?
Yeah, episode 6.
So I got a Vampirella blind bag just
Heal.
because I wanted one, but I didn't think Victoria. I called you Victoria. I don't think Annika would want a Vampirella, so
I would.
I got her the ultimate. But the ultimate's cool.
I just like opening blind
You she
bags.
just likes opening bomb lights. So here's my Vampirella. I cut the side. Let's see. Ooh, that's pretty cool.
Black and white virgin.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Let me see.
Hold on, let me see if it tells me what it cover it is.
It should, because it's a dynamite. Unless it's not in the back with the green that was stuck to the blind bag, by the way.
All right, it's the Blind Bag Cover X Virgin Line Art by Jonathan Lau.
Cool.
Yeah, that is
At
cool.
least it's in the back.
It is in the back. It did tell me. There's some cool wraparound covers there. But yeah, that's really cool. So, a
Wait, hold
Vampirella.
on. Let's see how many tick marks.
Mine doesn't have any. Does yours?
Yes.
And it wasn't glued to the bag, so there's that. That's really cool when they're not glued to the bag.
There's like 7 tick marks.
Yeah, well, they are fixing it. I did see where Stephanie Phillips put out a video earlier this week that said they're delaying the Daredevil till April 1st because they're going to fix the blind bag issue for Marvel. We still haven't heard back from Dynamite. Still a problem.
Boo.
So
Double boo.
we do need to send some more communicate. I've emailed them twice and sent them a message on their social. So
Fix your blind bags.
we do have to we'll have to keep you in the loop. All right. So moving into our This Week in Comic History segment. Some cool things. So in 1930, the first publication of the Mickey Mouse Daily comic strip came out.
Cool.
I picked a couple this time, picked like
Cool.
four different things. Popeye first appeared on January 17, 1929. So that was cool. This week in comic history.
Oh, this week in
Yeah, it's
comic
this
history?
week in the time, it's this week in comic history.
Did you
So,
say January 17th?
yes.
It is currently the 15th.
Correct. This week.
Week.
Right. So the 17th is still part of this week, right?
It's part of next week.
No, it's not.
It says Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Today's the 15th. It's Thursday.
Okay, I'm
Saturday's
not.
the 17th. A debate on the calendar.
Wait, is today Thursday?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was Friday.
Superman newspaper comic strip first debuted in 1939 on
Cool.
tomorrow. It's tomorrow, January 16th. And then today,
Ooh.
apparently, today is Scott Snyder's birthday. He's the acclaimed American comic book writer for Batman. He wrote a lot of Batman stuff. So
He
today is his
deserves
birthday.
okay,
So
he deserves a Christmas dance.
happy birthday, Scott Snyder.
Hold on. Okay. That
So there you
birthday.
go. So guess what time it is?
Question time.
Guess what time it is?
Question time.
Yes.
Okay, I guessed it right the first time, but you
You
said it
did, but you were
wrong.
very loud.
Sorry. Question time. Question time. It's where I ask him questions. It's where he asks me questions sometimes. Woo 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 woo. Ask me about all this different stuff. All this different stuff. Woo woo. Yeah.
Question time. All right, so where's my pen? We got to wager points.
I need my pen too.
It's on your shelf. There you go.
Correct.
All right, am I going first?
No.
You're going first?
No, you're actually going first.
You get me this with this all the time. All right, here's multiple choice, and I'm going to ask you the question, give you the choices, and then you have to give me your answer and a wager.
Okay.
Which comic debuted first, or which character debuted first in comics? Superman, Mickey Mouse, Popeye, or Donald Duck?
I'm gonna say Mickey Mouse for 200.
That is not correct.
I'm negative
You are
200.
negative 200.
Wow.
Ooh, she could finish in the negative.
I could.
Superman first appeared in which comic? Detective Comics number 27, Action Comics number 1, Superman number 1, or Adventure Comics number 12?
Action Comics for 200.
You are correct. You're
I
back to
have 0
zero.
points.
Back to zero. Popeye originally debuted as a supporting character in which strip? Little Orphan Annie, Thimble Theater, Dick Tracy, or Gasoline Alley?
Home? Wait,
I just told you he debuted in 1929, so
1929. Wait,
yeah.
hold on. What happened in 1929?
I wasn't around. I know that's shocking to a lot of people out there, but I wasn't around.
Oh, wait, you weren't?
I get accused of being about a billion years old all the time, but
No, you're about like a billion in 2 years.
I know it's shocking, but I wasn't
It
around.
was my teacher's birthday once, and she kept she and she and she kept saying, "I'm 100 years old," and Emmy didn't believe her, and she said I was born in like a random year.
I used to have a teacher who told me she was 3 years old or 3 days older than dirt.
3 days older
Three
than
days older
dirt.
than dirt. We're like, how old are you? 3 days older than dirt. Oh, okay.
That
So
doesn't
back
even
to the
make
question.
sense.
Popeye originally debuted as a supporting character in which comic strip? Little Orphan Annie, Thimble Theater, Dick Tracy, or Gasoline Alley?
Wait, who debuted?
Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot toot. He lives in a garbage can.
How would he be Orphan Annie?
I mean, he may not. That may not be in that the one.
Okay, I don't think it's Orphan Annie.
Okay.
Well, what about other options?
Thimble Theater.
What is Thimble Theater?
No idea. Dick Tracy,
No.
which is set after World War II. Gasoline Alley.
It's not Dick Tracy.
Okay, so Thimble Theater or Gasoline Alley.
Say Gasoline Alley.
What's your wager?
200.
You are wrong. You're back to negative 200 points.
Yay.
Mickey Mouse's first comic strip debuted in what year?
Wait.
I literally just
Hold
gave
on.
that.
Hold on. It's
So it's 1928, 1929, 1930, or 1932.
1928. No, wait.
How much?
Tell me again. Tell me again. No. No.
28,
No.
29,
No.
30, 32.
No. Wait. What was the history?
Should have been paying attention.
I give up.
I mean, you got a 25% chance. What do you think?
25.
28, 29, 30, or 32?
I'm gonna say 20. Wait, what were the answers?
28, 29, 30,
I'm
32.
gonna take 1930 on for.
31 is not an option.
Oh.
It's 28, 29, 30, or 32.
I'm gonna take 34. 300 points.
So you're taking 1930 for 300 points.
No. Wait, tell me the history again. I
I'm
forgot.
not. Are
Please.
you taking 1930 for 300?
I guess.
You are correct. You are at 100 points.
My God. I
Which
was just stalling.
I know you're probably trying to read the back of my sheet.
No, I was just stalling. I remembered everything. Totally.
Which character's comic?
Can we go to sleep now?
Yeah, I know, right? Which character, we got a lot to do tonight.
I know.
Which character's comics helped define the superhero genre? Popeye, Mickey Mouse, Superman, or Goofy?
I'm going to take Mighty Mouse for 20 points.
So first off, Mighty Mouse is not one of the answers. Second off, you have to do 100, 200, 300. We went over that last week. Is it Popeye, Mickey Mouse, Superman, or Goofy?
I'm gonna say Mickey Mouse for 200.
You're cr not correct. You're at negative 100. Three questions to go. Which character gained powers from a specific consumable item? You know what consumable means?
Edible.
Okay.
I want to eat something. I'm hungry.
Superman, Mickey Mouse, Popeye, or Donald Duck? So this person gained power by a consumable item. Superman, Mickey Mouse, Popeye.
Well, it wasn't Superman because he was born with his powers.
Okay. So that leaves you with Mickey Mouse, Popeye, or Donald Duck.
Well, Donald Duck is like the unluckiest duck in the world, so I think he was born with that.
So that leaves you with Mickey Mouse or Popeye.
I have been watching DuckTales.
Woo!
DuckTales. We're gonna get copyrighted.
Nah.
Okay. Wait, okay, so that leaves me
Wouldn't be the
with.
first time.
Oh. Okay. Anyways. Okay, so what am I left with?
Mickey Mouse or Popeye?
What is Popeye's powers?
He's just strong.
Okay, what are Mickey Mouse's powers?
Depends which cartoon he's in. I don't know.
Oh, I'm gonna say Mickey Mouse. No, does it? I'm gonna say Mickey Mouse for 300.
That is incorrect. It is Popeye. By eating a can of spinach, he gains his muscles. You're at negative 400 with two questions to go. She's learning what it feels like to be on the opposite end of the
Be
negative, no
quiet.
negative
Be
points.
quiet.
Which character has appeared continuously in comics for over 90 years? A. Superman, B. Mickey Mouse, C. Popeye, or D. all of the above?
Well, I'm gonna take all of the above.
How much are you wagering on all of the
500.
You are correct. You are at 100. All right. How much does she wager on this last question?
All of my points.
Superman's original powers in 1938 included A, flight, B, super speed only, C, leaping tall buildings, D, heat vision.
Okay, tell me that again.
Flight. So Superman's original powers in 1938 included flight,
Flight
super speed only,
four.
leaping tall buildings, heat vision.
It's either heat vision or flight. Okay. So I'm gonna take flight. Four. 400.
Flight for 400
And it is incorrect.
is incorrect. It is leaping tall buildings.
How is it leaping tall buildings?
Don't know. That's what the sheet says. Sorry.
He does, what you,
You finished with a total of negative 300. We're going to do this or that. And then there's one bonus question that I'll let you wager some points on. So let's do this or that and see where I finish. I'm ready.
Popeyes or Blount's?
It's Bluto or Popeye. I'm going to take Popeye for 100.
I like Blount.
Wow. So I'm at negative 100.
Yeah. Superman or Batman?
Batman for 500. Am I correct?
I'll tell you in.
No, I want to keep
You
up
have
with it.
400 points.
So I was correct. So
Mickey Mouse or
400.
Donald Duck?
Mickey Mouse for 200. Yes or no?
You have 200 points.
Wow, you picked Donald Duck?
I love Donald Duck.
Okay.
Golden Age comics, Silver Age comics.
Silver Age for 1,000 points.
You can't wager 1,000
Why
points.
can't I? What can I? What's the max I can
I
wager?
don't know. What's the max in Jeopardy?
Well, in standard Jeff, in the first round it's 100 to 500. The second round is 200 to 1,000. Okay,
So,
500 points.
no, you can go with 1,000. I don't care. So, which one do you want? So, which
I
one?
want Silver Age, which is the age I'm reading now of the Thor comics, for 1,000 points.
Hold on.
Can you just tell me if
You have
I'm right or
negative
wrong?
800.
How are you? I think you cheated.
I'm not cheating.
You cheated.
Okay, call me cheater all you want.
All right.
Newspaper strips or comic books?
All right. I want you to circle your answer.
Well, I already started.
Have you got your answer locked in?
Yes.
Comic books for 1,000 points.
You have 200 points.
Woohoo! All right.
Okay. Black and white art or full color? I circled my answer.
Full color for 200.
You have 400
All
points.
right.
Okay, cartoon animations or comic originals?
Comic originals for 100.
You have 300.
Wow, I got that one wrong.
Icon catchphrases or original story?
You got your light answer?
Yes.
I'm gonna go iconic catchphrases for 200.
You have 500
All
points.
right. Classic, you picked modern redesigns.
Sorry.
You just don't like me getting points, do you?
I picked before you
All right,
answered.
last one. Go ahead.
Timeless characters or reboots? What? 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 What?
I'm thinking of which one you would choose. I'm gonna go reboots for 100.
I don't like you.
So did I finish with 300?
Unfortunately.
All right, I finished in the positive. Woo! God,
Okay.
that was tough.
I need my redemption.
All right, so here's your redemption question, bonus question.
I'm getting this right.
So you're at negative 300. So how much do you want to wager on this?
All of my
Well, you
points.
can wager up to 1,000.
I want 1,000.
You're gonna wager 1,000. So you're either gonna be at 700 or you're gonna be at negative
1,300.
1,300. Which of these a character? Which of these characters appeared in comics before they became famous in animation? Popeye the Sailor Man, toot toot. Who lives in the no. Superman, Mickey Mouse, or all the above?
All the above.
Final answer?
No.
Popeye, Superman, Mickey Mouse, or all the above?
All the above. I don't really care at this point.
Wow, you don't care.
I do care, but like, it's just what people say. Okay. All the
That is incorrect. It's Popeye the Sailor Man. You finished. You finished with negative 1300 to my 300. I. This is a very proud moment here. I have won trivia time on Talking Comics. I'd like to thank the Academy. I can't understand you. I'm sorry. These were some hard trivia questions. This was comic history. These were some hard questions. We'll go with some easier ones next week. Huh?
Anyways.
I'm sorry. I just, I want to thank the Academy. I hope to, live up to the win this win. I want to thank everybody that's watching, involved, for believing in me, knowing that this day could one day come.
No.
Yeah, I'm speechless.
No.
I'm
No,
speechless.
why'd you do this to me?
Sorry. All right. Well, that was episode 81 of Talking Comics.
That's the worst episode we've had.
Worst episode ever, she said, because of trivia time. She's rethinking the wagering points.
I don't like wagering points anymore.
Well, those were some very hard questions.
Can we like not read your points anymore?
Let's go. Let's see what happens next week. We'll make some easier trivia next week, and we'll go with that. But
More Santa hat dance.
no more Santa hat
No more
dance.
Santa hat dance.
Oh. So, well, thank you all for watching. Thanks for being a guest, or I guess being on Talking Comics with us. Listening. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, all that fun stuff
Buy our merch.
on Linktree. I did update some new merch in our Linktree. I cleaned up some of
Is it
the
Panel Pete
stuff.
going sleigh?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I updated the logo a little bit, where Panel Pete's got a little bit more defined, like oval instead of just a half circle. And it looks a lot cooler. I've been working on the Kickstarter. Hit that notify me on launch. Join our Substack. Subscribe. I put Anika's cover out
No,
on the Kickstarter.
no.
It's only going to be available on Kickstarter. To subscribers on our Substack and to in person will be the only place you can get those. I'm thinking about leaving it virgin too, just a virgin cover, not even putting the logo on it. So
We will have limited stock too.
it will be limited stock.
Very limited.
How limited?
Like only 200 copies
Wow.
in
Okay.
the whole world.
So maybe we'll limit it too. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, so that'll be available through the Kickstarter. So go check that out.
You know what I forgot?
And what?
I forgot to put my signature on the cover.
Well, you can still do it. It's fine.
Okay, but you still need to put up with my signature.
I still have. Yeah, I will. Just it's right over there. So I could show it.
No. I quit. Nope. I quit. I quit.
Oh, you're funny. All right, well, we will see everybody next week. Everybody have a great weekend.
Bye.
Hey, comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the story. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.